Christians are hopeful as the referendum vote approaches in Sudan. The U.S. Korean Church issues a call to pray for North Korea, and a contemporary Filipino Bible translation is now complete. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Anticipation is building as election officials in Sudan are ramping up for a key vote that could determine the peace of a nation. On January 9th, voters in southern Sudan will decide whether to secede from the north. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says everyone is aware of the weight of this decision. Already, believers in neighboring countries are organizing in solidarity.
There are large prayer meeting gatherings where the focus of the prayer meeting is to intercede on behalf of the people of South Sudan. So many prayers are arising, especially in neighboring countries, including Kenya and Uganda.
Church leaders are calling people to pray for a peaceful referendum. The radio broadcasts are tailoring their message, too.
Words of Hope programs continue to point toward the referendum. The Words of Hope programs in Dinka, in Newer, and Bari, focusing increasingly on themes of peace and reconciliation drawn from Scripture.
The gospel message is echoed in the evangelistic work of the local church. Pray for peace. Next, after North Korea attacked South Korea and killed 4 civilians last November, tensions have escalated. South Korea threatened to bomb North Korea in retaliation for any more attacks. North Korea's Peace Commission is rumored to have said they're ready for all-out war. International Mission Board reports Korean-American Baptists are taking this as an awakening to pray for North Korea. Join them in praying for the North Korean people. Pray for the gospel to reign. You're listening to Mission Network News. Just drying out from early November flooding, parts of Sri Lanka are back underwater as a second round of heavy rains hit the island nation. Gospel for Asia reports their work hasn't been hindered, but pastors and believers there need prayer. Roads are underwater and impassable, and many are displaced. GFA Compassion Services teams are in the area ministering to the people affected by the flooding. Pray that as Christians reach out, they'll be able to share their faith. Meanwhile, 2 decades represents a lot of change. In 1990, the first web page was created, Nelson Mandela was released from prison, and the Philippines was rocked by disaster. It was also the year Biblica translators began on the Tagalog contemporary scripture translation. Leo Alconga says,
language changes, and also at the same time, the need of the new translation is for people to have an understandable Bible with clarity and with accuracy.
Now finished, it was dedicated November 23rd and will soon become a powerful instrument to reach 85 million Tagalog speakers for Christ.
Transforming the people to the Word of God. That is our first concern. Secondly, we are praying that many souls will be seeing the truth, the light, and the life through the Word of God.
And change is still fresh in the air for Christian Resources International. As of October, Jason Wolford stepped in for Fred Palmerton as CRI's executive director. Already, Wolford has caught the CRI vision.
Out of all the things that we can do, if we send on containers the actual Word of God, we're allowing people's faith to be built. And God says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And what better way to do that but to send the Word of God to the entire world?
Wolford has high hopes for 2011. The overall goal is to increase the poundage of books sent by 30%. Short term, CRI plans to send containers to
2 places in India, to Liberia, and then also we have a container that's going to be headed to the Congo.
The shipment to Congo will contain 17,000 books to restock a Bible college library that was raided by Muslim extremists. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for our free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go there to not only find Mission Network News, but other news from a Christian worldview. I'm Greg Yoder.